Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A 4-year-old dog in the Iditarod Trail sled dog race collapsed and died Sunday morning, according to race officials. The dog, named George, was a part of musher Hunter Keefe's team. In a press release from the Iditarod, George collapsed around 10 a.m., about 35 miles outside of Caltag, and roughly 660 miles into the 1,000-mile race. Attempts to revive George were unsuccessful, said a statement. According to Rule 42 of the race, the Iditarod holds firmly that no dog should suffer harm in death or connection to the race. However, it is understood that in rare circumstances, dog harm or death can occur through no fault of the musher. If a dog does happen to pass during the race, the musher must take them to the next checkpoint or the most recent one passed. When an expired dog report has been filed, the musher is then required to either scratch or be withdrawn from the race, except in the case of an unpreventable hazard. In response to George's passing, Keefe dropped out of the Iditarod at the next checkpoint at Unalakleet at 11:30 p.m. George's passing follows shortly after rookie musher Isaac Tieford's team member Bog passed away. On Sunday, March 10th, Bog collapsed 200 feet from the Nulato checkpoint at mile 582 of the 1,000-mile race. Bog was the first dog in the 2024 race to pass. He was 2 years old. I mean, it's very unfortunate, and we try to learn everything we can for future applications that would benefit our dog care protocols, said Tieford in an interview on Sunday. According to a statement, Iditarod checkers and one Iditarod veterinarian approached the team and CPR was administered for 20 minutes, but Bog unfortunately did not survive. A pathologist conducted a necropsy, but the cause of death remained undetermined. Iditarod veterinarian Stu Nelson said the race will continue to investigate Bog's death. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. According to the Alaska Corps, officers need a warrant in order to use any aircraft to do surveillances. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska law enforcement officers must obtain a warrant before using aircraft to scope out the area around a person's home with binoculars or cameras with zoom lenses. The state's highest court ruled in a decision released Friday. The Alaska Supreme Court ruling comes in a case that dates to 2012, when Alaska state troopers received a tip from an informant that John William McKelvey III was growing marijuana on his property in a sparsely populated area north of Fairbanks. According to the ruling, McKelvey's property was heavily wooded, with a driveway leading to a clearing where a house and greenhouse were located. Trees blocked the ground-level view of the building from outside the clearing, and a gate blocked cars from entering. In the court's recounting of the case, two troopers following up on the tip flew past the property and used a camera with a high-power zoom lens to take photos that showed buckets containing unidentifiable plants inside the greenhouse. Based on the tip and flight observations, a search warrant for McKelvey's property was obtained. During the search, officers found items including marijuana plants, methamphetamine, scales, a rifle, and cash. McKelvey sought to have the evidence suppressed, but a Superior Court judge denied that. He was convicted of one count of third-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance and a weapons misconduct count. He appealed, arguing the judge wrongly denied his motion to suppress. An appeals court reversed the Superior Court judge, and the Supreme Court affirmed the appeals court decision in its ruling released Friday. You can find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.